Good morning, and welcome to episode 2 of You Matter, a wake-up podcast for the truly exhausted. This episode is scheduled to release for February 18th of 2019, but of course you can listen to this whenever you feel is best for you, whenever you might need a little pick-me-up and a little focus. Today, I have kind of a silly story to share with you that led to some deeper thoughts that I just thought would be really interesting to share. The other day, I sat down on my couch to study for a test that I had, and as I sat down on the couch, I just kind of noticed that the fabric felt really cold through my pants. And I thought, well, you know, the rest of my body is on top of this blanket I knitted and against these pillows, so it's got to be this one spot that just feels cold because it's a different type of fabric. I don't know what I was thinking. But when I got up, I noticed that I actually had been sitting in some water that I had spilled and I didn't even realize. And of course, you may be thinking, you know, how did you not realize that you were sitting in water? Like, it's wet, obviously. And that's completely fair. I probably should have realized that. But then that also got me thinking about life in general. How do we know we're not sitting in water? I don't mean that in a spacey 20-something philosophy student sort of way, but more in a sociological sort of way. We only realize the conditions we've been existing in when we have the opportunity to view them from the outside or in comparison with other conditions. So, you know, think about that. How many kids out there grew up not realizing they were poor or rich until they had peers to compare to? How many people out there didn't realize they had a strange quirk until someone pointed out that it was strange or that they even had the quirk? I know I've had weird things where I was told I scrunched my nose with my glasses and I didn't even realize, I didn't think about it. It got me thinking about how there are a lot of social changes happening, and the majority of them are for the better. So many of us are looking to give everyone a fair chance at success from an equitable starting point. And then there are the people who are saying things along the way, such as, nothing is wrong. Why do we have to change things? I've been doing things this way my whole life. But what they don't understand is they're sitting in water. They don't even recognize it because it was cold when they first sat down and because they've always been sitting in it. They don't know anything different, and their questions sound and feel abrasive to people who have been screaming at them for decades or longer that they are sitting in water. Similarly, recognizing something is wrong, giving it a name, is not necessarily giving it a false diagnosis. I know that there's a lot of people out there that think, you know, if you are giving something a name or calling something a word that it previously didn't exist, that it's not real, but that's not true. A lot of people who are struggling with different issues find comfort in knowing they are not alone in their struggles, that they can go to someone else who has the same thing, and there's a sort of instant understanding. And it's that language that gives us that power to understand. So, continuing along the theme of self-love, but also understanding perspective, let's look at the water we've been sitting in. Not out of blame or self-hate, not to shame ourselves, but to examine what is best for our lives and ourselves. How would you describe your situation objectively? And what can you do to improve your life and the lives of others? Is there a key or linchpin in your life, some kind of focal point or internal drive that drives all of your actions? Make a list if you like, or write about it. Maybe just sit and meditate on it. I want you to remember that your existence in this world is important. That your actions ripple in ways that you will never know or see. And that even when life is overwhelming, you have the ability to create good in the world. Even if that just means smiling at the barista making your coffee or telling your neighbor to have a good day, you will never know the effect you have on others. So just keep doing your best and remember that any insurmountable task can be tackled. You can eat an elephant one bite at a time. You have a wonderful day. Take care.